The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
There is a significant meeting happening in the UK today between the various European allies and beyond Europe, the allies supporting Ukraine. Downing Street has confirmed that the leaders of Ukraine, France, Germany, Denmark, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Spain, Canada, Finland, Sweden, the Czech Republic and Romania, as well as the Turkish foreign minister representing that nation, are going to be in attendance. And the prime minister has said that it is for the UK and France primarily to work on a Ukraine ceasefire plan. Vincent McAvinney is with us from London. Vincent, was this originally planned regardless of what happened in the White House, or is this in response to what happened in the White House?
Yeah, this has been planned for several weeks now. So this isn't a sort of reaction to what happened, although it's taken more prescience now. And all those nations that you mentioned were booked to come. Canada was another addition in the last few days. This is sort of the end of Justin Trudeau's premiership. He wants to sort of be on side with NATO. We've also got the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte coming, and the presidents of the European Commission, European Council as well. So this is basically all of Europe and Canada, so all the NATO alliance apart from the United States, coming together to try to work out a way forward.
Have you a sense of what they might hope to achieve by the end of the meeting? Is it a commitment to greater level of financial investment? Is it military commitment? What?
Well, I think it's interesting. The schedule this morning, Sir Keir Starmer has been out on the Laura Kunzberg program, but he's having another bilateral meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky right now, we understand, in Downing Street. They met last night. So I think they are trying to come up with two strategies. One, to calm down the row. And Sir Keir Starmer was notable for being a leader who didn't sort of jump on Twitter on Friday night and sort of give a supportive message of President Zelensky. He's made it clear that he fully supports Ukraine. Last night, that big show coming out into Downing Street, hugging Zelensky, signing a new loan agreement. I mean, that was the full weight of the British state backing him. But what he has been doing, we understand, is he immediately called President Zelensky on Friday. He called President Trump. He is trying to do this thing that the UK tries to often do, be a balance, a bridge between the US and Europe. I think the next meeting is going to be really interesting. We understand President Zelensky is going to have a meeting with Giorgia Meloni at Downing Street, the Italian Prime Minister. She, of course, has a good relationship with Elon Musk and Donald Trump as well. So she might be another good bridge. And then I think this afternoon, when they have these bigger meetings, that is going to be possibly just a wake up call for Europe. There are several countries still, the likes of Spain, the likes of Croatia, I think, who are not paying their way in NATO. They're not hitting that 2% target. That is something that Donald Trump, even from his first term, has been relentless on. So I think for Europe, this is a moment where they all collectively have to decide, are we all going to hit this target? And Keir Starmer has this morning been talking about a coalition of the willing. And these are nations that are just ready without the sort of full collective, you know, everyone having to agree. Nations who are ready to go with a peacekeeping force that can be deployed. Obviously, they want, though, with a US backstop to ensure perhaps air coverage of whatever groundkeeping forces are going in.
To what extent has the discourse around this shifted slightly? Because I'm intrigued to see it being described as a ceasefire plan. Gone are words like victory, gone are in the possibility of regaining the territory lost to Russia. It seems that's now a fait accompli.
Well, we don't know. Ukraine, of course, is still in control of a portion of Russian territory as well. And it felt like that was a gamble by President Zelensky at the time last summer. But now it's clear that that was because he felt like he would be forced to a negotiating table if Trump came back in. And so he has that chip to play. There are other issues which are getting overlooked as well. Thousands of Ukrainian children that have been kidnapped by Russia, given new identities and something indoctrinated as well. So that is something that they've made clear they want back as well. I mean, it is a sort of ceasefire plan with lots of different parts. I think President Zelensky probably in his heart of hearts knows he's never going to get his full borders back, but I think he wants a portion of them back in exchange for what, you know, I think Russia will want to keep Crimea because of its special place in Russian history. But President Zelensky could make an argument that he will get back some of his eastern territory for pulling his troops out of the section of Russia that he's currently in as well.
To what extent do you think that the parties to this meeting are concerned about what they might get drawn into? Because presumably Putin is emboldened the further America withdraws from overt support for Ukraine?
I think the parties feel, talking to people yesterday, you know, on Downing Street, talking to other reporters from sort of European nations, I think there is a sort of feeling from many people across Europe that this is a big moment for NATO, but and for Europe's collective defence. You know, the US was never going to be a sort of forever guarantor of that. We know that Putin only sort of responds to force and shows of strength. And I think many European leaders thinking this morning coming to London that, you know, if they don't bolster Ukraine now, we could be looking at Putin eyeing up other nations formerly of the USSR and trying to really test that NATO Article 5 promise, given how flimsy Donald Trump can be on that. So I think there is a feeling possibly this morning that given how bad things got on Friday, given, you know, not wanting to give Putin a victory, but not also wanting to let Ukraine lose, that now is the time to sort of come up with a plan where they put some real muscle behind it.
Obviously, the optics of all of this will be important. I mean, you referenced the greeting that Keir Starmer provided for President Zelensky with hugging him not once but twice, a very clear statement of support from the UK. As the day goes on, at what point are we likely to get outcome, be it video footage or pictures or statements from any of the participants in this meeting?
You know, I was slightly surprised. I was reporting last night and I was surprised by how much footage we actually got out of that meeting. I wasn't sure even if President Zelensky would sort of come in the sort of back way of Downing Street and it would sort of be a more private affair last night before today. But I think there is a recognition that Donald Trump, you know, he is in effect now a reality, you know, a full-on reality TV president. He is spending hours every day on live TV in America. He himself, you know, let slip on Friday, this is going to be great TV. And I think the Downing Street operation here in the UK gets and this is something on multiple policies here domestically as well, that in a world of short video clips and social media, you know, we've had a lot of policy announcements recently coming with more video than we've ever had before. And so I think Downing Street understands that as much as possible today needs to be on camera so that it's played out specifically on Fox News in the United States and Donald Trump sees it as much as possible. You know, we saw Zelensky go straight to the Fox News studio after the meeting. That is a direct line. It is, you know, now as much as the sort of red phone is into the White House, into Donald Trump. So I think we're going to see a lot. I think the key picture they'll want to get out today is Prince Charles also being incredibly warm. He probably won't, you know, he's the king, he won't hug Volodymyr Zelensky, but I think he will be as warm and friendly with him as is possible today, and they'll want to make sure that Donald Trump sees those pictures because he was pretty delighted by that, you know, first ever second state visit invitation that he was given by Sir Keir Starmer on Thursday.
Vincent, thank you. That's Vincent Vaccavani there reporting for us from London. Text to say, Putin started this war because he didn't want NATO on his doorstep. It looks like his chess playing might get a check with the USA splitting from NATO while everyone else is looking in the other direction. Well, Elon Musk, if he can be taken as a bellwether, is tweeting exactly that America should remove itself from NATO. Another text, the time has long passed to advise against going to Russia and telling Irish citizens there to leave. It's time the Irish stopped cowardly sitting on the fence where the Russians are concerned. Well, we'll be discussing that in a while because there are reports of hundreds of millions of further investment required in both our own defence forces and also pouring money into a combined fund to head in the direction of Ukraine.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.